Welcome to the Video Civ podcast. I'm your host, Dag, with my co-host, Lucky. This is episode 2. Together, we run the leading alternative video sharing site, VideoSIF. We're here to talk about VideoSIF and online videos in general, in all its forms and where it lives. How was your week, Lucky?
I've had a good week. Lots of stuff going on. Always busy, as always.
Always busy.
Yeah, yourself?
Yeah, good. I'm not as time poor as you, so I probably got more video watching in than you did.
That's nice. Yeah, even on VideoSIF, I'm finding it troublesome to get time to watch videos lately. So, but I've seen some good stuff lately.
Yeah, I have been on VideoSIF. I've been summoned once. You know, like when something really sort of controversial happens, and then you or I, we tend to get summoned to a usually kind of a heated argument that's happening in a thread.
Yes, that happens. I think that's one of the most common things that's happened over the years. People hollering out to us, we need help.
Yeah. In this case, it was a. Did you happen to see that John Oliver thread on abortion?
No, I missed that one. Wow.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's a contentious topic to start with, right? I mean, you know, it's going to get heated in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was some back and forth going on, and I don't know. You know, a lot of times, you know, there's obviously there's a huge disagreement on a topic like that where. You know, people are just have been in opposition for decades and decades. And it's, you know, even though we would say probably that VideoSIF as a site is fairly progressive, you know, we do have some voices on there that would probably toe a pretty conservative line, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think definitely. There are definitely some conservatives there in the minority, but there are some conservatives that are really passionate. And I think they're a good voice to have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want this to be a choir or, you know, a groupthink that we're all just kind of, you know, jerking each other's chains and talking about the same thing with the same point of view. I think it's really important to have those opposition views represented.
Yeah, especially when it's not just, I feel like all the opposing views that people share, they're usually pretty intellectual and pretty well thought out and considerate. And, you know, there are times where people are just kind of... really swinging for the fences and just kind of going nuts. But for the most part, I think everybody has pretty good civil, you know, debates on the topics. And
But there is a line, right? I mean, there is trolling and there is kind of saying sort of outlandish, sort of outrageous things just to get a rise out of someone as well.
Absolutely. It's still the internet. And
yes. And that's kind of where maybe where we come in, you know, I mean, because if people are, you know, saying... kind of vile things or kind of ad hom attacks or, you know, racial stuff. And we would definitely come down on those sort of things, right? Because it's against the guidelines that we have for VideoSIF, and it always has been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there has to be a line because everybody would just be miserable and it would be no fun for anybody if it's just all trolling all the time.
Well, it would be basically Reddit, right? I mean...
Yeah, or the worst, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube, yes, of course. That's the lowest. That's the epitome. I shouldn't say bad things about Reddit. I mean, I spend quite a bit of time there. And for a site that has that much interaction and that little sort of moderation by administrators, it actually functions reasonably well.
Yeah, I don't spend enough time on Reddit. I really should, but I really don't have that much time to spend anywhere. But that is one place that anytime I get there, it's like I spend a while on there, but I just don't actually really ever use it much. But it is
what
a great
site. I find with Reddit is that if you say something that if you're in a community, like for example, I spend a bit of time in the Apple community, as you can imagine, I'm kind of an Apple nerd, and you know if you say something that is kind of going against the Apple line or is an unpopular opinion. I was talking about how terrible Apple Music is and what a disaster it's been. And, you know, I'm not the only person who's said that, but if you say something that sounds whiny or is fairly negative, you tend to get downvoted and your comment disappears. So that's one way of managing things in a community. And I think that's the big difference with VideoSIF is we don't make things disappear much, do we?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things. There's not really any censorship, aside from, like you were saying, personal attacks. People can say whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, for better or worse, I think we're at a size where we can sort of manage that on a on an individual level. If we got much bigger, obviously, if we were the size of Reddit, it wouldn't work. So there are some benefits in being sort of a small to medium-sized community.
Yeah, I think totally. Just to talk about the videos that are on videos, I think that'd be a good thing to cover is videos that have been popular on videos in the past, couple of weeks.
Yep.
If you feel up to it, I just because talking about it, I was just thinking about a couple of videos I've seen recently which I've really liked, like the new Boston Dynamics or what are
Oh
they called? The
yeah.
their robots and the hockey
Yeah,
stick
that
attack
was,
and.
yeah, fantastic.
That's pretty incredible stuff. I mean, starting from that big red dog, whatever that was called when they first
Yeah,
started,
big dog. Yeah, that's right.
big dog. Now it's, I mean, humanoid things walking around, and it's really interesting to me this the psychology of those things when you see this just a machine, but you actually feel bad for it. It's like, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the uncanny valley, isn't it? Right? So it's starting to, like, in its movements and things, it's starting to look really human, like when it was bending over to pick up that box, right? You felt like this is a thinking, reasoning creature that is trying to accomplish a task and is being hindered from doing that task, you know?
I
And
was really surprised by it.
yeah. I'm sure there's like some psychology thesis paper that you could write on, you know, how we anthropomorphize these machines and, you know, see kind of humanity in them.
I wonder, well, I guess I wouldn't have to wonder that hard. I was just thinking, I just watched American Psycho yesterday after many years of not seeing it. And
Great
just
movie.
with psychopath, yeah, excellent. With psychopaths in mind, I imagine that that'd be a good test if somebody's a psychopath or not to watch that video and have no feelings at all.
Yeah, I
Because
would
I think it's just.
imagine. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you were not able to have any kind of empathy for something like that, either you're a very rational being and you realize on a really deep level that, you know, there's just machinery there, or yeah, you're potentially might have some issues.
Was kind of not really related to that, but one of the other videos that has been that I saw recently that sticks out in my mind, and it's kind of maybe a coincidental, maybe not, that both of these are the current top two posts on the VideoSift Facebook page. The second one is the teddy bear from your nightmares. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one, no.
It's the second. If you go to the Facebook.com/VideoSift page, it's currently the second post. And it is really horrifying to see. It's a teddy bear. It looks like a normal teddy bear, and it says peekaboo, and then it pulls its face down, and you see its gory, bloody skull inside. It says, "There you are." It's pretty interesting. Okay, you gotta check
So,
that one out.
one for the kids for sure, right?
Definitely give my kids
Have you shown your
nightmares.
kids?
I don't think they'll be able to see that. I even have nightmares watching that. It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, that's I'm looking at it now, and that's pretty bad. Some pretty good animatronics going on there, though, isn't there?
Totally. It's pretty interesting. Somebody did a really good job with that. It looks homemade
Yeah.
and really well made.
Yeah, I can imagine like that being sort of a craft project you might want to put together.
Yeah. Kind of like
Cool.
that those what are those boxes called that close themselves when you flip a switch? It comes out and switches itself back
Oh
off.
yeah, with a little hand that comes out and like grabs a coin or
Yeah.
something and goes back down. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
The other video that I was looking at this week was that hack attack. Did you see that one?
That's what I was thinking of next. Yeah, totally. I just
Yeah,
watched that
that was
today.
pretty amazing. You know, especially the social engineering part of it really kind of threw me for a loop. Did you see that?
Yeah, the cell phone call, the cell
Right.
phone
So
company. Yeah.
they call the cell phone company. Trying to get to this guy's get this lady gets herself added to his account by pretending to be kind of a harried mother with a crying baby. It was just a recording from a YouTube video in the background.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was that easy. I mean, and with all the security concerns nowadays, and it seems it's too well known that people can socially engineer things like that, and that they let that happen. It's mind blowing, but it's still just people on the other end of the line,
That's right. And you know, unless you really lock that kind of stuff down, we're always going to be susceptible to those kind of attacks, I think.
Yeah, and I think that it might just be a corporate policy too that they'd rather have the possibility of that happening than to have, scores of disgruntled customers
Right,
because they're too
right.
frustrated by your
Yeah.
strictness with your
There's a
security.
line to be walked there, isn't there? They didn't say what phone company it was, but I, could have been Verizon, could have been AT&T. It's definitely, that's one of the big US phone companies.
Yeah, I think for sure.
Well, you can bet though they're going to be, after watching that video, they're probably locking down that particular attack.
Yeah. I
We hope
mean,
at least.
can't I wonder though, because she the I think key thing there is that she spoofed his phone number, so it looked like she was calling from his phone.
Right.
So
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah,
So
I
that's a bit
wonder,
of, yeah.
but
So it's a bit more than just a social engineering, isn't it? There's even with that, there's a bit of a technical side to it.
yeah. But the part with the camera on the laptop taking pictures of
Yeah.
himself every 2 minutes,
Oh,
that
yeah. Yeah.
and I've heard of other people that just they didn't know that their camera was on. Like I always thought that the light has to come on when the camera's on, but it
Yeah.
seems like that's not necessarily the case. And I think
Right.
I'm gonna do like
Right.
so many other people do and stick something on the camera on my laptop.
Yeah, I see people like that, like sitting in Starbucks with like a piece of duct tape stuck over their camera, And I
Yeah.
always think maybe they're they've got their shopping cart outside and they're on the run from some conspiracy theory or something. But
Right.
maybe they're not. Maybe
Yeah, exactly.
maybe we all need to have that on the front of our
That's
laptops.
what I'm starting to feel. I think I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to put a band-aid on there or something.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Any other videos this week that struck you?
Just the normal good old stuff like mean tweets. I love the mean tweets
Oh
from Jimmy
yeah, I did
Kimmel.
see that one. Yeah, that was good. We'll make sure we put links to all these in the show notes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
So I was looking at your potential topics, and you had a section there on where are they now, which I think that's a pretty good topic. One of the things that I've noticed, and I'm sure, lucky you've been around almost as long as I have, is that when you're running a site like VideoSift, there is kind of a there's a cycle where people come and they're there for, a really long time, and then some people go away, and sometimes they come back, but sometimes they never come back. And it's kind of sad in a way, and I often think it feels like if you were like in a kindergarten teacher, not that sifters are kindergarten students, but this revolving door of kind of like a new batch of people that come in, and then as people, it's human nature, they go on to do other things, and sometimes they take a break and you don't see them for a while, and sometimes you never see them again. And there's been a few notable sifters who've kind of, I guess they burned out instead of faded away.
Yeah, it's I think the guy that always comes to mind when I think of who's disappeared from the site, it's always number one is Corridle for me,
Right.
because he to me was like the funniest sifter I think I've ever seen on VideoSift. Like every comment that he posted was really funny and sharp and witty, and but what was more interesting is that at the time he was a 17-year-old kid,
Yeah, yeah.
living in Las
Or
Vegas.
supposedly
Well,
he was.
so he said, that's what I always believed. I mean, that's what he said, and I believed him because it didn't
Yeah,
seem like he was,
right.
lying about it. But and he like every one of his comments was sharp and witty and funny and
Yeah,
memorable.
yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day he just, without saying anything, just started deleting all his comments
Right.
and then never came back.
So he
That's
did one of
what.
those the suicide things where at one point you just decide to go through and delete everything you've ever posted. Is that right?
Yeah, Eternal Sunshine of the
Yeah.
Spotless Mind kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And that's happened a few times. I hope I'm not giving anybody any ideas, but what's our standard response to that? What do we do?
I think the veterans know and want to, as soon as somebody starts doing that, they jump in and handcuff them
Ah,
or
yes, right.
hobble
Hobble
them
them.
so that they can't do that anymore.
Yes,
To just
that's right.
pr protect the content from getting deleted out of the VideoSift, especially good content.
Yeah, that's right. That is the standard response, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of like, an intervention of some kind, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Although we haven't had anybody hobbled in a long time, have we?
There was somebody not too long ago, meaning in the last many months,
Yeah.
somebody did it. But then it was after I talked to the person who was hobbled, They were just explaining that they were just getting rid of some of their, their old PQ
Right, just
stuff.
clean it out stuff. And suddenly you're
Yeah, they're
hobbled.
like, yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I don't know what's going on here. I was just getting rid of my
Yeah,
old
yeah.
no good posts.
You know, it's one of those things, like I kind of forgot we even had that feature for a while, you know, because it's weird how we've sort of invented these things that have become part of the culture and are only really part of Video Sift. I mean, I don't know of any other place where you can go in and slap virtual handcuffs on people.
I know. That's a really good concept. I mean, a really good point. I didn't really thought about things like that, but there are, I think, some or a lot of features that we have that I've never seen anywhere else before.
Yeah, that I think that's really nice thing about Video Sift is you could say in some ways that it's a sort of a hotbed of community innovation, you know, things like even invocations, right? I don't know that there's many other communities where you can do that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. The invocations and like SIFBot, those two features are not really things you see anywhere else. You don't have an AI robot that
Yeah.
responds to users and carries out
Yeah.
actions on the
Yeah.
parts of its members.
Well, I will say that Reddit does have quite a few bots that are, you know, they're not run by Reddit, but they're actually, I think they're doing like there's like a fire hose mode on Reddit where you can basically just sort of feed all of the posts to a parser of some kind, and then if a bot is invoked, it'll do something like I think there's a like a conversion bot that will con if you you know con it'll convert money for you into other currencies or I think there's even like a common misspelling bot that looks for weird misspellings and tries to correct it and stuff. But that's kind of a different thing because it's more of a it's almost like having just a community-based robot type chatbot type thing.
Right, sounds like kind of like a utility, just a tool for users to actually access, whereas SIFBot
Yeah.
is actually,
It's part of the
interacting with.
community and it's important. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of running things. It's running us,
Right.
to be
Yeah.
honest.
Sort of baked into the site.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's been some really interesting experiments that we've done with SIFBot. I mean, what was the thing a while back, Lucky, that where you gave SIFBot some more smarts somehow, like conversational smarts. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was mainly in the SIFT Lounge, which is kind of
Yes.
defunct now. But there's a bit of I spent a lot of time, and it was pretty fun and interesting. It was an
Yeah.
interesting result where SIFTbot would try to have a conversation with you. And the way SIFTbot did that is by recycling other people's old comments. He'd
Yeah.
be spitting them out as his own, or he'd also
Yeah.
just reach out onto the internet and find phrases or just quotes and just spit them out in response to people. And he's also smart enough to know if he's being insulted, and
Right.
he'll insult you right back. So that was pretty fun stuff.
Yeah. So I like that idea of it's basically recycling all the chat comment, but I think there might have been some issues. Were there some issues?
Maybe
Some
minor
people
things, nothing.
taking a bit of a front that SIFBot would be harvesting their comments and reusing
No,
them.
I don't think there was any concern about it. I think people were just
Okay.
noticing it, but nobody really complained. Was just gonna say one thing that he had to do when he or she, meaning SIFBot, had to do when recycling comments is strip any names. So any names of
Yes.
people that were in there. So he would clean up the comments that he was recycling, so they came out pretty clean and
Right.
kind of different.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know if you're like me, but I've always been kind of fascinated by, you know, chatbots and Turing test kind of stuff, and
Absolutely, yeah.
it's really interesting. And you know, we're now kind of starting to get to an era where a lot of these are getting pretty darn close. You know, we're there's this yearly Loebner Prize that they do where they actually try and test out chatbots and mix them in with real humans to see if people can tell the difference. I think that they're getting pretty close. The last one that won, that I don't know if it won, but it like fooled the most people was he was I think it was pretending to be a boy from Pakistan. So that kind of explained like English was his second language,
Right.
and did pretty well. It's pretty amazing. And I think the rule is, you know, with those that they don't allow them to tap into the internet, which would of course make things a lot easier.
Right.
But yeah, the chatbots do seem to be getting a lot smarter. Yeah.
That's interesting. I'd like to see some of the results of that, because it's been years since I've looked into like what's what in that kind of technology. I'm curious how to play with something like that. I'm gonna have to look that
Yeah,
up.
well, I'll put a link into up to the Loebner Prize, which is the yearly contest that they have to try and find the smartest chatbot. It's pretty interesting. So going back to where are they now? Now this next one, I'm reluctant to invoke his name.
I understand
because,
why.
if I invoke his name, I feel like I may be summoning him, which is not something I would do lightly. I'm talking, of course, about Choggy, good old Choggy, the Chogster, probably the most controversial sifter in the history of video sift. I mean, he would love that. He would love us saying that about him, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I think it's valid. I think that is true. He is the most, he's always been the most controversial.
Yeah. So Choggy, he's been around from way back. He has a certain way of writing his comments that are very distinctive. He tends to piss off a lot of people, would you say?
Yes.
Kind of inserts himself into conversations that maybe where he's not wanted, and has actually, I mean, to be fair, he's caused a lot of problems. I mean, a lot of people have left because of Choggy, have left the site because of the sort of the wide sort of liberal berth that we've given Choggy on the site.
Yeah, that's absolutely valid. There have been many people who have legitimately left VideoSif permanently because of Choggy. Choggy is a really interesting fellow, and he's very I don't know how to describe him, but either there's no in between. You have to be polarized when it comes to Choggy's comments. Either people are like, yeah, you say whatever the hell you want, you're awesome, Choggy, and who cares what you say, and then other people are like, oh my gosh, I cannot stand you, why are you still on this website? There's very few people who are just in between, like, can take him or leave him.
So and the way we've dealt with him is, we've suspended him for some of the things he said, kind of like a three strikes type rule. We outright banned him once, and then he came back with a couple of different sock puppets. But because he has such a distinctive way of commenting, it was always really apparent who it was. And he got really creative about, changing his IP address and doing all kinds of stuff. And so at one point we decided we were going to bring him back legitimately. And there was this huge outpouring of grief from the community. We had a post where he had a picture of Hannibal Lecter all tied up and with with that face mask on. We kind of made a bit of a show out of it, didn't we? And didn't we bring him back with didn't we restrict his account somehow so he couldn't do, there's only certain things he could do?
I think he couldn't post private profile comments.
Right.
I think it was
right.
One thing. So things
so
like that.
We jumped through a lot of hoops to make it so that it would be acceptable for him to be there, and that we felt like we could control him, and it didn't work, did it?
Yeah, it's sort of like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. You just he always
he
finds a way.
Nature finds a way. Yes, it does. And I think on that one, when he left, what happened was he wanted another channel, and we said no, and then he decided to commit ritual suicide on Sif Talk by first he started telling me to do things with implements. I don't want to get any more graphic than that. And then he started doing things, people's comments or something, and so we put him out of his misery. And then he started coming back with sock puppets, but I haven't seen him in about it's been about a year.
Yeah, and I think that's I might be wrong, but I feel like it's been probably maximum of a year that we've ever gone without a Choggy sighting. So maybe we're about due for a revisit from him.
Oh, man. This podcast is going to do it, too. Somebody will tell him, say, hey, Choggy, they're talking about you. And then here he comes.
Okay, special guest, next
Yeah,
podcast.
he would love that too. I don't know if you remember, but my partner Persephone, she did this series of siftographies, these kind of interviews with prominent sifters.
Absolutely.
And
Those are great.
she did one on Chagi.
I
But I don't think it's ever been released.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think I ever saw that one. Okay,
Yeah,
that's probably why it wasn't
it
released.
never made it out of the cutting room floor. She has it, but she's never released it.
And why is that?
So
Now I'm curious.
I can't remember either. I think there was a reason. I'll have to go back and ask her, but if there is some demand for that, if let's see how many people are actually listening to this podcast. If we can get somebody to tell us that they'd really like to read this, it's several years old now, interview with Chagi, the siftography, then we'll post it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think that's a good way to
Yeah.
approach it.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Any other where are they now, people you'd like to highlight?
I think there's a two key people that come to mind
Yeah.
for at least for this podcast.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of others. It's funny. Videosift is this place where it's got such a history, and there have been like these generations. And I can think back of you can think go back early days generation, or you can, it's almost like Saturday Night Live cast. You go like the generation after that, and so many old timers. Who it was nice to see that when we posted our 10-year anniversary post, that a lot of them came back and commented. That was really nice to see.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah.
Without delving into, further discussion, just some names that I'm just going to throw out because they're coming to mind, talking about how these people have come and gone, people
Yep.
who were really key before, like Swamp Girl,
Yep.
MLX.
MLX, yep.
Let's see, uses
Fed Quip
Prozac,
uses
Fed
Prozac.
Quip.
Inflatable
Yeah.
vagina. Great name.
Yes. Excellent. Of course, Blank Fist.
Blank Fist. Arvana.
Arvana, that's right, Arvana.
Yeah.
Every time I
It's a
think of
name for
Arvana, I
him.
just remember his hair and that he eventually
Yeah.
cut it. Because
Yeah,
in all
yeah, yeah.
his avatar, he always had this long curly hair and then all of a sudden it was chopped off.
Yeah, and I always appreciated that it was actually him. You don't see many avatars that are actually the person these days.
Absolutely. That's a rare
Yeah.
thing.
But I think maybe in a future episode we might delve a bit deeper into that pool of where are they now and find some more people.
I'd like to do that. Maybe we could even reach out to some and just check in on how they're doing before we actually talk about them. That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're running about, we're probably about halfway through now. Maybe we might, do you want to jump down and talk about movies and TV?
Let's do that. Let's start with movies. First of all, I have to talk to you about Deadpool. Have you seen
Okay.
Deadpool?
I have seen Deadpool, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Excellent. I've seen it twice in IMAX, because it's that
IMAX,
good.
okay. Yeah, really. Yeah. I did enjoy it. I mean, you might know that I'm not a big superhero fan. Like I'm not a big fan of the Avengers or X-Men, but I did like this one mainly for the humor.
I wasn't aware that you were in that
Yeah.
mindset.
Yeah, I know it's a very un-nerd like position to take, but the way I justify it is I say, I like actually I'm a huge sci-fi fan. I love science fiction.
Right.
But so much of the superhero stuff sort of flies in the face of sci-fi, it's more like fantasy sort of, I don't know. But I really did enjoy Deadpool. I thought it was really laugh out loud funny in a lot of different places. And a decent story that kind of was grounded and didn't seem too out there, which I appreciated.
The story I feel was great. The love story I feel was great. The action, the comedy, the over the topness, the absurdity, the humor, but most of all, just the meta-ness, just that it was so self-referential and so reality
Yeah.
referential. It's just I was so blown away by that. And after watching it, I've seen other things. Because I've never seen the I never I don't read comics, so I'm not familiar with I was never familiar with Deadpool before, but it seems like he's very popular character. But I've seen that even in the comic books, like he references the stuff
Right.
that's on the page of the comic book,
Yes.
like,
Yeah.
oh, what's this yellow box with these words doing here, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he's breaking the fourth wall and sort of interacting directly with the audience, sort of.
Yeah, it's, and I think I'm not going to give any spoilers for people who haven't seen it, but one of the things, it's in the very opening seconds of the movie, but one of the first things you see in the start of the movie is the magazine cover with Ryan Reynolds, the sexiest man alive or whatever. Man, and it's actually him. It's not like it's Deadpool's character. It's the actual actor, Ryan Reynolds. I
That's
was like,
right.
wait a minute, what?
They took it up a level and made it almost kind of like a, it was like a movie about the movies, sort of, in a way.
Absolutely. I was just blown away by how cool and different and fun it was. And for people who don't like comic book movies like yourself, or just, not hugely into them or don't really care about them, this is not really a comic book movie. This is just a really, really funny comedy action movie.
Not one to bring your kids though, right?
Oh, no. No children, please. Please, I beg of
No,
you.
definitely not for the kids. Yeah, I thought it was really good. I'm looking forward to the sequel. I guess they're already working on it, right?
I hope so. That's what he said. So in the movie, he said they were making a sequel, that they would be. So, yeah. Did
All
you
right. Well,
say
that's
for the after the credits? There's one last question. Did you see the after the credits bit?
Yes, I did. I knew there would have to be
Okay.
something because all the Marvel movies, they tend to do that, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
So
Okay. That was
who's this new
good.
character they're talking about? The time traveling, what is it?
In Deadpool?
He said like they're having a new, there's going to be a new character in the next one or something. I'm not giving too many spoilers, but.
I don't recall a time traveling bit.
No, well, maybe it was just for the Australian release. Supposedly they had custom content for each country that it was in.
Oh, really? Oh, funny. I did not know
Yeah.
that.
I'll do a bit of research and I'll put something in the show notes if I can find it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Switching to TV, so you want to talk a little bit about Game of Thrones?
Yes, I think some Game of Thrones talk is overdue.
So I have to ask, have you read the books?
No, I don't read because I don't have time to read,
No, you
so
don't.
absolutely not.
And those are massive, huge books. So, jeez. And to be honest, I just finished them, and they could use a bit of editing too. I mean, they really, really, really go on a lot.
Interesting. That's good to know.
But So I'm looking forward to the new season. It's coming up soon, right?
Yes. Yes, I think it's in the next, is it in March that it starts?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's March. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the season 5 Blu-rays are released like March 15th, middle of March. And what I'd like to try to do each year before it's released is watch the entire series from the beginning to get caught up and refreshed before the new one starts. So
Yeah,
I think
that's a
I'm gonna have to.
marathon, though.
It really is, but I'm up all night, so I need stuff on my TV while I'm working, so I think I'm gonna have to get that going.
So, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen this season, do you think?
So I think the biggest question that, okay, now I think we got to preface this by saying spoiler alert, because we're obviously talking about the plot. So if you haven't read the books and you haven't seen the show and you're going to, then maybe don't listen for the next
Surely
minute or
anybody
two.
who's listening to this
Yeah.
has seen the show at least, right? Up until the end of the last season. So, and we're just speculating, right? Because the books actually cut off at the end of the last season. So I don't know, having read the books, I have no idea what's going to happen either.
Right, but we have to reference what happened at the end of last season to talk about what might come up
Sure,
next. But so the biggest question that is at the top of, I think, everybody's mind is Jon Snow really dead? And is he going to stay dead? So I've been talking to people about it, and people who've read the books too and have a lot of theories about everything. That's one of the things that I love about all the DVDs and the online content is there's a lot of backstory to, the whole thousands of years of history from behind the current, timeline, and like the Targaryens and all that kind of stuff. One thing that somebody pointed out to me is like there's a lot of stuff that happens in the show that seems like it's just there as a precedent setter. And one of the precedents that they pointed out was that they've shown that people can be brought back from the dead. The guy who did that little battle around the fire that, got his sword through his body and came back, and he said it was like the sixth or seventh time. And so I think that could be the precedent, setting us up for the expectation that Jon Snow is going to be resurrected. But also the Red Woman, the witch, that she's been having all these visions about the king with the blood and all this good stuff happening, and you sacrifice your daughter, and this stuff's going to happen, but that didn't happen. And now she's on her way to the wall where Jon Snow happens to be dead, maybe to
Yep.
help him come back to life. And
Hmm.
then the
All
other
right.
thing that
Yep.
somebody has pointed out is that the watchers on the wall take this blood oath until their death. And now that he's dead, he doesn't have to be a watcher on the wall anymore.
Ah. Ooh.
So
I
lots of
didn't think about that.
I'm just throwing lots of different things out there, but these are all the things that have been at the top of my mind. And then, of
Gee,
course, the
that's an
ultimate question that I've been thinking is, are Jon, it would be awesome. I don't know if it's going to happen or if it's even a consideration by most people, but are Jon Snow and Daenerys going to get together in the end? That would be awesome if they
Right.
ruled the kingdom.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
The other thing, the last word out of his mouth was ghost, right? Isn't that his? Wait, is his is called ghost, the wolf, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that was the last word out of his mouth. Now, suppose, he's a warg, right?
Right.
So, his brother, was it Brandon, the little
Yes.
one? He's without the legs. He's definitely a warg. In the book, it's made clear that actually Jon Snow is probably a warg as well.
Right.
And so with the wargs, there's this whole thing where they can actually enter into the body of these animals, right? And so potentially also, he enters into Snow, or sorry, into Ghost, his wolf, for a bit, and then maybe the Red Lady pulls him out, into another body or something like that.
Right.
There's also, so they're in the books. There's a lot more of the resurrection stuff even than they had in the shows. His mom, is it Caitlin Stark?
Right. Yeah. I think
Right.
that's right. Sounds
So
right.
yeah. So Red Wedding, she's gone, and so this is a real spoiler. So if you haven't read the books and you don't want to know, turn off now. But she actually comes back. She's alive.
What?
Kind of.
Okay. What does
So
that mean?
what happens is, that guy who brings people back to life, right?
Right.
So he finds her body like lying in the river, and he does his resurrection thing. He resurrects her, but the problem is she's been dead too long. So she's kind of like this half zombie woman, and she's leading this sort of this pack of rebels, and kind of killing all the mainly the people who were responsible for her death. So
Interesting.
yeah, so that's a whole another side thing that hasn't really been covered at all in the shows, but maybe it will be. And so maybe something similar happens with because the now the priest guy who resurrects people, isn't he part of the it's a R'thor, R'Rollor, the red god that they all worship? I think he's like a, in that same he's worshiping the same god
Yeah,
as the red lady. So I
I think
think they
so.
might maybe they have the same kind of skills.
Yeah, that
So
makes sense. That's
yeah, so
interesting.
I expect to see Jon Snow back this season, but maybe not in the same form. Like maybe he's almost like a white, one of those zombie guys that comes back from the dead,
Oh,
but maybe
yeah.
with a bit more sentience, maybe that actually can still think and has a brain left. I don't know.
Right. That would be interesting to see. There's so many options.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about the show is that it's just so many things are possible, and if they happen, it's totally legitimate. You feel okay about it. It's not like, oh, they're just trying to make some stuff up.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it right now and say he's gonna be back.
Yeah, I think he has to
Hasn't
be.
he actually been spotted at the sets already anyway?
Oh, really? I haven't heard about it. I
I don't I
don't pay attention to stuff like that.
think I saw something on Mashable or something where they got some spy shots of him actually being there. So I don't know. I mean, maybe not, but I expect he's such a crowd favorite. I can't imagine they'd kill him off. So yeah, so I'm really looking forward to the new season. I can't wait.
Yeah, same here. I'm pretty excited about it. I
Now,
just
do
wish
you
they had
watch them
more.
week by week, or do you save them up and you kind of do them all at once?
No, when it's something this important, I have to watch it
Yeah.
as it comes out.
Okay.
I just
Yeah.
wish they had more episodes. That's my only complaint. They just
What
don't
are they
have enough
like,
of them.
12 usually, or?
Not even that. I think it's between 6 and 10. I don't remember, but it's maybe 10
All right.
maximum.
Well, they're pretty expensive episodes to make. I mean, this must be just costing HBO a bomb to make for sure.
Right, but I think they're making a lot in subscribers.
Yeah, surely. I mean, I'm sure people probably subscribe to HBO just for the show, almost, you
That is why I subscribe to HBO.
know?
That's why I've been
Now,
subscribed since last year because of this.
do you, is it like a straight subscription, or do you use like the HBO Go or one of those type of things?
No, I don't even use HBO Go. Everybody keeps saying that to me, HBO Go, and I don't
Yeah.
even have time to figure out what that is or how to use it or if it's separate from the regular HBO subscription or what. So I just have the regular
So,
old HBO.
yeah, okay. It's just a it's a if you don't want to pay for the rest of your cable bill, you can just get HBO streaming, and it gives you their full library. So it's kind of
Really?
an a la
Then,
carte online service just for HBO.
so is it a monthly service that you pay for? Is
Monthly,
it
it's
like
like I
per
think it's like $10, something like that per month.
then what's how is it different from regular HBO? I mean, if you have it on demand and you have all the content, then I guess what's the
Well, it
point
is.
in
It's
subscribing?
the same. Yeah. So it's if you don't want to have like a cable connection, but you still want your HBO, right? So if you didn't want to pay money to Comcast or Time Warner, but you still wanted to have HBO, then you'd subscribe to this service through the internet. And I think it works on maybe, I know it works on Apple TV. Potentially, it works on Chromecast or Roku or one of those. And then you just stream it all.
Well, heck, why am I not doing that? I'm paying a lot of money for this on my
Because you love all those other
satellite.
channels, right?
No, well, I'm still going to keep all the other channels, but I don't want to
Right.
pay extra for HBO if I don't have to. If I can just stream it.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you have to work out the cost. I mean, if it really costs, yeah, you go down to like basic cable or something, and then just get the HBO. And of course, that's what the cable companies hate, that you would do that,
Right.
because it's kind of unravels their whole offering then, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I have basic the basic channels, the basic network, whatever, and I
Yeah.
just the only paid subscription is for HBO, so I can just turn that off and go to the HBO Go if it's cheaper, and it sounds like it is, and I stream everything anyway, so why not?
Yeah,
Okay, I got to look into
check it
this.
out. Maybe, yeah, it
Yeah.
might be a good way to go. I don't know. I would do it probably if it were me. I would probably just go, HBO Go, Netflix, and I have Amazon Prime, so I watch the Amazon Prime videos as well.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to bring up in the I think a good section of this movies and TV talk would be to talk about stuff that's maybe off the air or less talked about, because I just discovered a show called Continuum that was from, I think it was on Sci-Fi maybe. I'm
Oh
not even
yeah.
sure. Are you familiar with that show?
I watched a little bit of it. So it's a Canadian show, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they filmed it in Vancouver, it looked like.
Yeah, and it's time travel. She comes back in time after looking for some criminals. Is that right?
Yeah, so basically it's like it starts in the year 2077 or about there, and the corporations have taken over the government because the government was out of money and the corporations had all the money, so they basically bought the government. And so now the government is controlled by corporations, like legitimately they own them. They own the government.
Seems to be happening pretty much along those lines already. So yeah,
Yeah,
maybe it's a documentary.
it's a little scary. But there are
Yeah.
some terrorists who are like anti-corporation, and they blow up a building to try to, get rid of the corporations, and they're going to be executed. But at the execution, they trigger this device to bring all of them back in time. It's supposed to be 6 years, but they instead they go back 60 years. And Rachel Nichols, who's a cop in the future, jumps into this warp or whatever, and they all go
Yep.
back 60 years, and it's the year 2012, and she has all this future technology on her suit,
Cool.
and she's tracking them down. But it's a pretty interesting show. I think if you like, even if you don't like sci-fi stuff that much, it's a bit interesting,
Yeah.
and it's a pretty
Because it takes
odd.
place in a regular in our time, so I would it's is it kind of like a blend between sort of like a cop show and with a few sci-fi elements?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like a cop show. She manages to make herself out to be just a regular modern day cop in 2012, but except that she has all this technology, and she has like technology that's built into her skull, that's embedded in her head. So like she
Right.
looks at things, and her eyes are like scanning things, and she has a suit that can do really cool stuff, and she can turn invisible and things. And
Cool.
yeah, so it's pretty good stuff. I recommend it to anybody who hasn't seen it. It's over it. There was four seasons and it's over now. But I'm in the first season of it and I'm really liking it.
It reminds me a little bit of that BBC show Life on Mars. Did you ever see that one?
I didn't.
So
No.
that was, it's kind of a similar premise. This guy, he's a cop in London, and he gets somehow thrown back into the 60s. Or actually, it's not in London. I think it's in like Manchester or something like that. And so
Oh,
he
this
goes back.
sounds
He,
familiar.
yeah, really good show. But if you like kind of time travel cop shows, it's in that same vein. A little bit kind of a different premise, but still fun. Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah, I definitely like that kind of stuff. I mean, especially when it's well done. You know, these
Yeah.
things sound about like they are.
What is it with cops and time travel? Is it Time Cop with was it Dolph Lundgren? No, who's in Time
That
Cop?
was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, that's right, Jean-Claude. Why did I think Dolph Lundgren?
I don't know. JCVD.
Yeah. No, that's going back a ways, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I
I
remember
think
almost nothing about that movie.
the funny thing about it is the year that they elected to use as this time traveling future, which is just, you know, it's now
Yeah.
in our past. It was just a few
What
years after
year
that
was
movie
it?
was made. I think it was made probably in the
94, it
early
says it came out.
94.
Yeah,
Wow. And I think
yeah.
that the future year was like 2006 or something, that they were
Really?
traveling back in time or something like really soon. It's kind
The
of
only
funny.
thing I remember about it was they had a car that was pretty cool. It was like a self-driving car that he would just get in, and there were no windows. And that was the first time I'd thought about, wow, that's true. If you're in a car that was really self-driving, you wouldn't have any windows. That makes a lot of sense.
Do you still
That was
think
a
that?
well, potentially someday, maybe, if it's really, it seems like it would be like a safety thing where why have windows or make them really small, at least like airplane windows, so that you could have more protection.
That's really funny because I think that I don't agree with that idea. I mean,
No?
because if I'm riding in a car, even though it's driving
Yeah.
itself, I still want to look
Right.
around and see where I'm at and where I'm going and what's the conditions around me. And I wouldn't want to be closed up inside a capsule.
Yeah, see, I kind of have this idea that cars will be sort of like little mini motor homes. Like you'll just get in, you'll lie down, and you tell the car where to go, and you'll just, be watching movies or doing work, and it'll be like a little, won't be like a car, it'll be like this little extension of your house.
Interesting.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
that makes me
Time will
picture like
tell.
the self-driving car from Minority Report, the movie.
Yes. Yes, yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, I
But
like
those
that one.
still
That
did
was a
have
good one.
windows.
It
But
did have
yeah.
windows, you're right. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Good stuff. All right, well, those I think there's some good. We'll put some more of that stuff in the show notes, but some good things to watch there. I might have to give a look at the Continuum again. I did drop off like mid season one, but it did have some interesting stuff in it. Special effects were good.
Yeah, I'm curious as to if it's how the story is going to go, because this is kind of one of those stories where there's like a defined goal, and it's like, okay, once they reach that goal, then how is the show going to keep going? And so I could
Yeah.
see that it might go downhill, because right now her goal is find these seven bad guys in the past and also try to get back to the future, because she has a
Yeah,
kid in the
yeah.
future and all that. So
Right.
you know
Yeah.
what happens
It's,
after either of those things happens, or is she going to always be chasing those two goals?
yeah, it's like that sometimes. The shows just sort of, they outlive their premise, and
Yeah.
then they just don't know where to take it. I've been watching this what's it called? So it's the one where the guy takes a pill and he's like super smart. Limitless. Have you seen that one?
Yes. I love
Yeah.
Limitless. I love the movie a lot, and I like the show a lot.
Yeah, I do too. It's really been good, but I've just noticed in these last couple of episodes it's started to drift a little bit, and it seems to be kind of like it's not sure where it's going to go.
Yeah. I haven't
And
seen
like
the last few
the
episodes.
first five episodes I thought were great.
Yeah, I think I've probably seen the first five episodes, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm concerned that it's not gonna be able to keep going. But it
Yeah.
sounds like you're proving that point, or proving that it is.
Yeah, it's kind of gone downhill a little bit. I like the concept, this idea that there's these portions of your brain that maybe you're not utilizing. It's not that whole 98% of your you don't use 98% of your brain. We're gonna give you this pill and turn it up. It's it's not quite that simple, but just this idea that you can take an enhancement pill that would actually let you use your brain a lot better. I mean, in some ways, it's sort of an extension of like the ADD pills that heaps of people take to help them at work or study, or, you know, not saying it's a good thing, but I mean, it does seem to be a part of a lot of people's lives. You know, and it's taking that a step further and say, well, what if there was a pill that could actually enhance your brain and, you know, make you into like a super genius for a period of time?
Yeah, and I think that I think it's been proven over and over again that it's BS that people believe that your brain is, you only use 10%
Yes.
of your brain, but you know, they show brain scans, your entire brain is being used all the time, so don't
Yeah,
fall for that.
that's right.
It's good for comic book movies, but it's not reality.
Yes.
But
Which reminds me of Lucy. Was it Lucy, that one? Did you see that one?
Yes.
Yeah,
Lucy.
Scarlett Johansson, where
Right.
it was exactly that premise. Said, oh, you know, they even did a little thing in the beginning of the movie, 95% of your brain you're not using, but it went downhill really quickly after that.
Yeah, that's what Morgan Freeman was teaching his graduate level course at a university. Right. But I think just that concept, it doesn't have to be that you're not using your brain, just the concept of limitless, that taking this pill can activate all these memories, these latent memories in your mind that, you know, just brings things up that you didn't know that were stored in your brain. I think it's plausible at least that, you know,
It is,
that
yeah.
could happen, because there are lots of memories that, you know, just like you smell
Sure.
something and this memory you haven't thought of for 20
Yeah.
years comes up. I
Yeah,
mean,
that's right. So it's an imperfect recording device, but there do seem to be layers of things on there that we just don't have access to.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
So yeah.
That's not too far-fetched.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
So
not
good show.
possible
I'm
now,
going to
but
stick with
yeah.
it, but you know, I hope it finds its way. I was reading something on I think IO9 or one of those sci-fi sites was saying that, you know, it's kind of iffy whether it's going to go to a season two or not.
Oh, that's too
But
bad.
I hope it does. Yeah.
I hope so too. I did love the show, and I love that they've interweaved the movie into the TV show.
Yeah, it was a good, I think it launched well from the movie and kind of picked up right where it left off.
Yeah, especially with the Bradley Cooper. It's
Yeah, yeah.
pretty cool
It's
that they got him into the show.
that's right. And it's not often that, you know, you find someone who's, I guess he's a pretty big movie star at this point, who decides to do TV. So I mean, he's only making cameos, but it's still adds a bit of depth to the show.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I think we're pushing on close to an hour. We might actually wrap it up here.
Sounds good to me.
Any plans for the next week? Video watching, anything you're looking forward to?
No, I'm just continuing Continuum. I've downloaded, or I shouldn't admit to that in a recording, but I've
You mean you
acquired.
streamed legitimately
Exactly.
something?
I'm paying on HBO Go for The Expanse, the show that you
Oh yes,
referenced
yeah.
last episode, and I haven't started it yet because I'm trying to watch it while I'm working, but it requires too much concentration, so I have to keep turning it off. Oh, you know, one thing I wanted to mention that I just saw. I have not seen a lot of Korean movies, but I just watched a Korean movie last night called My. What is it called? I can't believe I'm forgetting it now. My something girl. Wait, let me
Well,
look.
Google that. I can't
My Sassy Girl
My
is what it's
girl,
called.
my
And
sassy girl.
My Sassy Girl. And it's a really, really, really good movie. I highly recommend it.
Is it a comedy?
It is a comedy. It's a romantic comedy, and it's pretty funny, and it's pretty sweet. But it's,
Okay.
you know, I can see a lot of people maybe not being a fan of this kind of movie, but I think a lot of people will enjoy it. And I was
Well,
pretty
I love
blown away by it.
Korean movies, yeah, and Japanese movies. So that I'll have to have a watch of that because I like that kind of stuff. Is it what's it rated?
It is a rated. I don't see any rating on it, but I'm sure
All
it's
right.
got to be rated like PG or PG-13. There's
Okay.
nothing extreme about it.
Cool. All right. I'll put that on my list.
Awesome. Let me know what you think next episode.
All right. Sounds good. So we'll wrap it up there, and we will see you in the next fortnight, which is something you don't say in the United States, do you? But that means 2 weeks, right?
That's what you've told me, but I haven't looked it up. I'm just trusting you.
Yeah. Fortnight, 14 days. I think Abraham Lincoln used to use it. No, that was fourscore, he said, but similar kind of a thing.
Right.
Okay, so thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time, and go watch some videos.